Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa's Finance and Economic Development Committee, or FEDCO, received a progress update on the second stage of light rail construction last week. In 2019, the first completed stage of Ottawa's ambitious light rail transit, or LRT, system added 13 new transit stations along Highway 417. In the same year, three extensions were planned to help expand O-Train access to the east, west, and south ends of the city. Rideau Transit Group, or RTG, was the company charged with overseeing the construction. But due to ongoing problems with LRT Line 1, including multiple train derailments, there are questions being raised about RTG's ability to deliver on the extensions. Last week, councillors announced Ottawa would be pursuing litigation with RTG for defaulting on their agreement with the city. FEDCO met on Friday to discuss the progress of Stage 2 construction. Michael Morgan, Ottawa's Director of Rail Construction, was there to deliver a status update to councillors.
The last time I reported, you know, I did say there could be delays as little as 40 days. That was obviously very conditional. That was, you know, linked to a bunch of questions we had about their schedule. And so that was kind of a known issue. At the time, we used the opportunity for this past construction season to see if there was an opportunity for recovery, to see if the schedule would stabilize, and to see where they would end the year. So, you know, despite the good construction season from a weather point of view, TransitX still is indicating ongoing continuing schedule impacts. They're claiming from COVID, amongst other issues. Unfortunately, we've seen further slippage in the schedule. And now they're saying middle of May 2023 for when the system will be handed over for us.
The southbound line, originally set to be completed in 2022, is now expected to be completed in 2023. Construction on the westbound track, set for completion in 2025, is also delayed due to nearby tunnel excavation work. There has been significant progress on the eastbound track, according to Morgan, who says RTG is estimating it to open as planned in 2024. Morgan says each of the new tracks will be subject to 21 days of testing before they are ready for passengers. Innes Ward Councillor Laura Dudas said she would rather accept delays than a faulty transit system.
You mentioned about the anticipated delays with not only the South End line, but potentially the West End. And I don't think it comes as any surprise to anyone that the pandemic has had impacts. That is not a get-out-of-jail-free card for any of our contractors. But I do want to be absolutely clear. I am adamant that the city not take over any pieces of the extension whatsoever until we're absolutely confident that it is functional and that it's working and that we're confident in it, regardless of what timelines we have. I personally would rather wait a little longer and make sure that the system is fully functional. I just wanted to be absolutely clear on that, you know, I don't want to see delays. I want to get the system running, but unless it's working, unless we have a quality system, we should not accept it.
A motion from Councillor Carol Ann Meehan requested a detailed side-by-side comparison of the challenges faced on the Confederation Line with the technical design on the Trillium Line. In September, a train derailed from the tracks between Tremblay and Herdman stations. It was the second derailment in under 6 weeks and prompted a nearly 2-month cessation of all LRT service while RTG worked to repair the damage. Meehan's motion also called for a peer review of Trillium's design to be conducted by Transit Next, a subsidiary of SNC-Lavalin, contracted by RTG in 2019. Morgan said that although RTG was looking into it already, he would welcome an independent peer review.
Yes, I think it's a great idea. I think it's worth doing just to see if there are any blind spots. You know, we've got a full team out there looking at things, but, you know, it gives us an opportunity for new ideas or opportunities for improvement. So I'm absolutely supportive.
According to Morgan, residents can expect traffic impacts due to construction to continue during the coming months. The transitway east of Blair Station will close permanently in the early spring of 2022, and there will also be periodic overnight lane and ramp closures on Highway 174 beginning in the next few weeks. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.